Okay, yeah, good morning, everybody. So, review Balosva is the parsha of the Chatzotzos and the Nisios in general. The Sforno that we mentioned yesterday, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisoh, that was the greatest chos. The Sforno, if you want to take a look, just Be'arichos goes through, you know, how great is the chos he really thought this was. And we argued that it was the Tmidios that made it qualitatively greater than the three Zechuyos that we then circle back, you know, to there's the Imbukta Mu'uchar Batorah point. Whether it's the Chanukah Samizbeach of the Nesiyim and the Tara Salavim, and finally Pesach Sheni as well. In any event, just two Hayaros on the Chatzotzros that I wanted to make. Number one, the Ramban, and he has you know, a parallel lesson in Parshas Amor, which he actually cross-references. So the Ramban is of the view that the Trua, which is part of the Masa Machados, is associated with Mitzvah Doros, with Milchama, V'chisava Milchama, Bi'artzachem, Alatzar, Hatzor, Eschem, V'hariyosem, Trua, B'chatzotzros, V'nizkartem, Neshem, Elkechem, Neshatem, Eveichem. So the Trua has to do with Nitzachon b'Milchama, and it's a Midas Hadin. And Kia is associated with Yimei Simcha, V'yom Simchaschem, V'deichem, V'sheichat Sheichem, V'tekatem b'chatzotzros, and therefore it's really a different kind of a theme. He associates it with Rachamim. It's a really interesting dialectic. In any event, the Ramban speaks in terms of Kabbalah. I'm going to read it. I don't understand it, but I don't want to put words in the Ramban's mouth over here before making a suggestion. In light of the Ramban, Rabbeinu Seinu Hatziku, Pshuta Lefana, Pshuta Lachara, Utrua Be'emsa, Shalo Yekatetz Benetios, Rosh Hashanah, V'yom HaKippurim, V'al HaKarban. I think what the Ramban means by that is Yekatetz Benetios is the reference, of course, to the Arban Dechlesu the Paradis, that we shouldn't think about dualism on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and especially in the context of a Karban, right? So that, you know, the Midas Harach and Midas Adin are unified in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kavana Zolot Kia, Vizolot Ruah V'Hamaskil Yavin. So I don't qualify as a maskil in the sense that the Ramban meant it. But I just wanted to make a suggestion. Once the Ramban says, you know, there's this, of course, this din of Pshuta Lefana, Pshuta Lachara, which one of the sources in Chazal is here, right? Trua yisku lamasehem, yisku trua, so that's kios envelop the trua. So let's say by Rosh Hashanah, it's a yom trua, it's a zichron trua, it's a yom hadin, but what the Ramban is really suggesting is that the framing of pshuta lefaneh, pshuta lecharaha, is a way of injecting an element of rachamim bedin, which I think is a really, you know, critical idea and contribution on the part of the Ramban. To circle back a step further, so Rashi is particularly focused on the relationship between the Chatzotzros and Moshe Rabbeinu, none of which is obvious. The Chatzotzros, in terms of the mitzvahs doros, you know, have to do with, as we spoke about, itos hatzara and you know, korbanos and the Rambam paskins and Hilchos Klei Hamikdash, the din in the Kohanim. So, in the Midbar, asei lecha mishalcha, Rashi says that it has to come, you know, from Moshe Rabbeinu's, you know, personal, you know, capacity as personal materials. Atasei mishtamish behem velo acher, right? That it's distinctive to you. And then asei lecha, Rashi says, you token lefanecha kemelech, Moshe namar, vayhi vishurun melech, right? That's a question whether many kisvei yad in that line doesn't appear, but what Rashi is getting across in either way, in either case, is the proprietary relationship between Moshe Rabbeinu and these Chatzotzros. And I think that itself is, you know, really, really, really striking. Rashi goes on to say from there, building the case further, V'shasilu kamachnos nimses ata umar al pi shlosha yunosin al pi dakarish baruchu al pi Moshe al pi Chatzotzros. So I think the idea is really as follows. That the template, we've spoken about this many times in the past, the Mishkan isn't just a historical time period, which is meant to be for about a year, it ends up being 40 years, but the Mishkan is like a paradigm of Hashras HaShechina, and there are certain ideas embedded into the Mishkan that are perpetually true, that are immutable, that weren't just the Tzorech of the Mishkan, but they represent certain, you know, like permanent intergenerational truths in Yadus, and I think this is one of them. That even though it was a mitzvah shah, that the Chatzotzros, right, are, you know, proprietary to Moshe Rabbeinu. And of course, the pasuk says, "If nei Aaron akonim yisku b'chatzotzros v'ayu lachem l'chukas olam l'daroseichem." Rashi, you know, doesn't necessarily explain that, right? But the point is that they are a symbol of Moshe's malchus, vayhi bishur melech, and atah seu mishtamish behem velo acher. So somehow I think what Rashi means is even the Kohanim are actually blowing the chatzotzros. That's really ascribed to Moshe Rabbeinu, because what are these after all? The point is national leadership, determining the direction of the nation, calling people in, sending people in motion, sending people out, and that has to happen through, you know, the representative of the Masorah in that generation. The idea, this is an idea that the Rav, you know, just animated his life. The idea of Chachmei HaMasorah, you know, and the direction that Chachmei HaMasorah give Klal Yisrael. And so, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayhi Vishur Melech, in terms of his, you know, Hanhaga in this respect, Moshe Rabbeinu and Moshe Rabbeinu alone was going to call those shots. Yeah, somebody else could actually blow the Chatzotros, but they were a manifestation and a symbol of Moshe Rabbeinu's, you know, leadership. Vayhi Vishurun Melech. Moshe Rabbeinu represented that. And they represented him. They were, you know, again, an embodiment of who Moshe Rabbeinu was and what Moshe Rabbeinu meant to Klal Yisrael and his impact on the Eda. Lahakil es ha'eda, lamasa es ha'machanos, and, you know, v'chein b'chol dar v'ador, that the, you know, chatzotzros represent this idea that the direction of the tzibur, hein le'inyan masa and hein le'inyan kihila, whether it's b'hakil es ha'eda, lamasa es ha'machanos, you know, has to be directed from the greatest spiritual leadership will determine quite literally the direction of the nation.